The Darien Gap, the unbuilt highway and migration through the jungle. The Pan-American Highway connects road networks across the Western Hemisphere, running from northern Alaska through North and Central America, before resuming in Colombia and extending down to the southern tip of Argentina. For tens of thousands of kilometers, drivers can cross tundra, deserts, temperate forests, and high mountain passes on continuous ribbons of asphalt. Yet, along the border between Panama and Colombia, that vast hemispheric network comes to an abrupt halt. Across a stretch of roughly 100 to 160 kilometers, the highway simply ceases to exist. In its place lies the Darien Gap, an expanse of dense tropical rainforest, jagged mountain ridges, and vast wetland swamps. For nearly a century, engineers, diplomats, and international institutions drew up blueprints to pave over this missing link, yet no through road was ever built. At the very same time, between 2021 and 2024, official records show that roughly 1.2 million people crossed this exact same roadless terrain on foot. Two fundamental questions define this landscape. Why did an ambitious international engineering project abandon this solitary corridor of the Americas? And what drove more than a million people to risk everything walking through it? At myaudiobooks.ai, you can create your own audiobooks from prompts, turn your documents into audio, all with one subscription, and store your items in your own personal library. The Darien Gap straddles the political boundary between the province of Darien in eastern Panama and the department of Choco in northwestern Colombia. Across this frontier, modern transport infrastructure dissolves into one of the most physically unforgiving geographic choke points on Earth. The concept of the Pan-American Highway was never a single highway built by one nation. It was envisioned as a cooperative network connecting sovereign national road systems. In 1937, 14 countries, including the United States, signed a formal treaty convention in Buenos Aires, committing to coordinate construction across the hemisphere. Over the following decades, nations laid down thousands of kilometers of pavement, overcoming rugged terrain from the Rocky Mountains to the Andes. By the 1970s, travelers could drive continuously across North and Central America, and across most of South America. Yet between them sat the Darien Gap, a missing connection that severed the continents. Geography explains a significant part of why the road halted. The interior of the Darien is defined by steep, serrated mountain ridges known as the Serranía del Darien, surrounded by low-lying basins that receive immense amounts of tropical precipitation. On the Panamanian side, major river systems like the Chuquunaque and the Tuira flood seasonally, transforming thousands of square kilometers into impassable mud and standing water. Across the Colombian border, the vast Atrato River Basin forms an immense network of freshwater swamps and tidal wetlands. Any highway attempting to cross these basins would require elevated causeways stretching across unstable, waterlogged soils, alongside dozens of massive bridges engineered to withstand extreme flash flooding. This corridor is far more than an engineering obstacle. It is an irreplaceable biological land bridge that links the flora and fauna of two distinct continental landmasses. On the Panamanian side, Darien National Park spans over 500,000 hectares, recognized as a UNESCO World Heritage Site and an International Biosphere Reserve. The park harbors hundreds of threatened and endemic species of birds, mammals, reptiles, and plants, providing contiguous habitat that allows species to migrate between Central and South America. Crucially, the absence of a highway does not mean the Darien is an empty wilderness. Indigenous peoples, primarily the Embera and the Wonan, have inhabited these forested river basins for centuries, long predating 16th century Spanish colonial incursions and modern boundary surveys. Communities organize their daily lives around collective territories, navigating rivers with dugout canoes, trading along established forest trails, and cultivating fertile alluvial soils. Overland travel by motor vehicle has occurred, but only under extreme expeditionary conditions. In 1960, an international team drove a Land Rover and a Jeep across the jungle from Panama to Colombia. The crossing took almost 5 months. The crew averaged barely 200 meters per hour as they hacked paths through dense vegetation, constructed log rafts, and winched their vehicles over ravines. That expedition demonstrated that a vehicle could physically be forced across the land bridge, but it also proved that building and maintaining a permanent all-weather highway would require continuous warfare against the jungle. Despite the formidable terrain, governments made a determined push to complete the highway during the late 1960s and 1970s. In 1968, multinational engineering surveys estimated that constructing the final missing link would cost approximately $150 million. In 1971, the United States, Panama, and Colombia signed a formal tripartite agreement to finance and construct the road. Under this pact, the United States agreed to fund two-thirds of the total project, providing approximately $100 million. Panama committed $30 million, and Colombia provided $20 million. Survey teams began clearing corridors and carving out initial access roads from the Panamanian town of Yavitza toward the frontier. Engineering realities quickly disrupted the plan. Saturated alluvial soils lacked the structural load capacity to support heavy commercial traffic, requiring contractors to haul millions of tons of crushed aggregate over immense distances. Tropical downpours washed away newly graded roadbeds, triggered recurring landslides along mountain cuts, and flooded bridge construction sites. By March 1977, updated engineering projections revealed that the estimated cost had escalated to roughly $285 million, nearly double the original figure. Financial inflation coincided with an unprecedented legal and environmental challenge. Conservation organizations in the United States, Panama, and Colombia raised alarms about the environmental destruction a highway would unleash. In 1974, a coalition of environmental organizations filed a federal lawsuit in Washington, arguing that United States funding violated environmental protection statutes because agencies had failed to evaluate the ecological fallout. Environmental scientists warned that the road would act as a devastating spearhead into primary rainforest, inevitably leading to illegal logging, land speculation, and extensive cattle ranching that would shatter the continental biological corridor. The federal courts issued injunctions, halting United States funding while studies were conducted. An even more decisive objection came from agricultural regulators. In 1978, the United States Department of Agriculture formally opposed the completion of the highway over concerns regarding foot and mouth disease, also known as aftosa. This highly contagious viral illness devastates cloven-hoofed livestock, including cattle and pigs. At the time, the disease was endemic in parts of South America, while Central and North America had successfully eradicated it. Veterinary epidemiologists established that the roadless jungle of the Darien functioned as a vital natural quarantine barrier, preventing the northward movement of infected livestock and contaminated animal products. Opening a paved roadway, agricultural authorities argued, would place billions of dollars of livestock production in North and Central America at direct risk of infection. At the local level, indigenous communities voiced strong opposition. Mbera and Wunan leaders warned that a paved highway would bring an influx of landless settlers, speculative ranchers, and commercial loggers. This influx would threaten their customary land rights and cultural survival. Simultaneously, national security agencies recognized that a road through dense, unpatrolled borderlands could easily become an illicit transport artery. Drug cartels and armed insurgent groups would exploit the route, requiring immense military expenditures to police. Ultimately, no single factor defeated the Pan-American Highway project. The collapse resulted from a convergence of skyrocketing costs, environmental litigation, agricultural disease concerns, indigenous territorial rights, and border security calculations. Funding evaporated, construction stopped, and the jungle was left unbroken. For decades after the highway project collapsed, the Darien Gap remained a remote frontier, crossed primarily by local residents, adventurous trekkers, and small numbers of regional travelers. Between 2010 and 2020, Panamanian authorities recorded a cumulative total of approximately 116,000 people traversing the jungle, averaging roughly 10,000 individuals each year. That historical pattern shattered completely in 2021. Over the course of that single year, Panamanian migration officials registered over 133,000 people emerging from the forest. That single year total surpassed the previous 11 years combined. The movement accelerated dramatically in the years that followed. In 2022, recorded crossings nearly doubled, reaching approximately 248,000 people. In 2023, the corridor experienced an unprecedented surge, with more than 528,000 individuals documented by Panamanian authorities. In 2024, annual recorded crossings declined by about 42% to roughly 302,000. Even with that reduction, 2024 stood as the second highest year on record, bringing the cumulative total between 2021 and 2024 to roughly 1.2 million people. The demographic makeup of this mass migration evolved alongside its volume. In 2021, the initial surge was driven largely by Haitian nationals. Many had lived for years in South American nations like Chile and Brazil, where pandemic-era economic contractions and tightening visa regulations prompted them to move north. Over subsequent years, Venezuelan nationals, fleeing severe economic collapse, hyperinflation, and political repression, became the largest demographic group, often accounting for more than half of all travelers. They were joined by tens of thousands of Ecuadorians, escaping escalating gang violence and economic distress, alongside Colombians and citizens from nations across the Caribbean. The corridor also developed into a transcontinental transit route. Thousands of individuals from across the globe undertook the journey, including travelers from China, India, Afghanistan, and several African nations. Many flew into South American countries with accessible visa policies before embarking overland toward the Darien. Entire families increasingly undertook the journey. United Nations agencies reported that in the first 4 months of 2024 alone, more than 30,000 children crossed through the Darien Gap. Roughly 2,000 of them traveled unaccompanied or separated from their guardians. It is vital to recognize how these figures are established. The statistics published by Panama's National Migration Center do not represent a comprehensive census of every person who enters the jungle. Instead, they reflect the individuals who successfully emerge from the wilderness and register at official government reception centers in communities like Lajas Blancas and San Vicente. Those who perish along the trail, take alternative, unmonitored routes, or turn back are never captured in the official arrival counts. The physical crossing of the Darien Gap is an ordeal of severe environmental danger. Travelers depart from coastal and river towns in northern Colombia, such as Capargana or Acandí, entering a roadless wilderness that requires between 3 and 10 days of relentless trekking. The journey involves climbing steep, muddy mountain slopes, including infamous ascents like the Loma de la Muerte, or Hill of Death. Travelers must navigate deep ravines and wade through fast-flowing rivers dozens of times. Incessant tropical rain turns trails into deep mud, while high humidity and saturated footwear lead to debilitating foot rot and severe skin infections. Travelers frequently suffer from acute dehydration, exhaustion, malnutrition, and crippling injuries caused by falls on slick terrain. Drinking untreated river water leads to widespread gastrointestinal illness, while insect and snake bites present persistent hazards. Sudden flash floods pose a catastrophic danger, capable of sweeping away entire families attempting to cross swollen rivers. The environmental perils of the jungle are compounded by systematic criminal predation. The absence of state infrastructure and official law enforcement allows organized crime syndicates to dominate the corridor. In northern Colombia, armed criminal organizations, most notably the Gaitanista Self-Defense Forces, tightly control access to the jungle routes. They extort substantial passage fees, commercializing every stage of the transit, from boat transport to local guide services. Once travelers cross the border into the unpoliced interior of the Panamanian jungle, criminal gangs and armed bandits operate with near total impunity. Migrants consistently recount terrifying encounters along isolated trails, where armed men intercept groups, strip them of money, phones, and food, and beat those unable to pay. Humanitarian medical organizations working in the Panamanian reception centers have treated thousands of victims of sexual violence. Medical teams have documented pervasive sexual assaults committed against women, adolescent girls, men, and children, often carried out publicly during extortion holdups. The trauma inflicted along the route leaves enduring psychological scars on survivors. The most tragic aspect of the Darien crossing is the unrecorded loss of life. Because the trail winds through remote, dense rainforest and turbulent rivers, recovering the remains of those who die is exceptionally difficult. People who succumb to physical exhaustion, drown in flash floods, fall from cliffs, or die from untreated injuries are frequently left where they fall. In the tropical heat and humidity, bodies decompose within days or are washed out to sea by swollen currents. While international humanitarian agencies and local search teams attempt to record documented fatalities, official death registries reflect only recovered remains. Observers widely acknowledge that the true number of lives claimed by the Darien Gap will remain permanently uncounted. The profound human crisis inside the Darien Gap has revived debates over whether leaving the region roadless remains defensible. Proponents of building a highway argue that constructing a modern road would establish an orderly, state-monitored transportation corridor. In theory, a paved highway could replace multi-day jungle treks with a multi-hour bus ride. It would eliminate deadly environmental hazards like flash floods, while providing local communities with vital commercial links and emergency healthcare. From this perspective, refusing to build a road does not stop transit. It simply forces people into the hands of criminal cartels and lethal terrain. However, the counter-arguments that blocked the highway in the 1970s remain exceptionally powerful today. Environmental scientists emphasize that paving the Darien would inflict irreversible damage on one of the planet's most critical biodiversity sanctuaries. Across the globe, roads through primary tropical forests inevitably trigger massive secondary deforestation, opening fragile ecosystems to illegal logging, extensive cattle ranching, and destructive mining. For the Embera and Wunan peoples, a highway would accelerate land invasions by outside settlers, dismantling collective governance and imperiling ancestral cultures. Furthermore, agricultural authorities maintain that the natural disease barrier protecting livestock herds across North and Central America remains just as critical today as it was half a century ago. Crucially, infrastructure alone does not determine human safety. Paving a roadway would remove the physical hazards of the jungle, but it would not automatically dismantle criminal networks or guarantee protection. In the absence of lawful migration pathways and legal status, travelers along paved corridors often face predatory exploitation, human trafficking, arbitrary detention, and extortion at transport checkpoints. The presence of asphalt alters the geography of movement, but without fundamental changes in migration policy and state accountability, it cannot eliminate human vulnerability. The Darien Gap ultimately reveals how physical landscapes, political boundaries, and global inequalities intersect. The missing link in the Pan-American Highway is neither an insurmountable engineering impossibility nor a mere cartographic curiosity. Modern civil engineering could bridge the swamps and pierce the mountains, just as it has done in complex environments across the globe. The highway remains unbuilt because successive generations of policymakers, conservationists, and indigenous communities chose to prioritize ecological integrity, disease quarantine, and territorial autonomy over continental connectivity. Yet the last several years have demonstrated the limits of geography as a border enforcement tool. When severe political persecution, economic destitution, and state collapse drive people from their homes, the absence of a road does not deter them. Instead, the roadless jungle functions as a brutal physical filter, extracting an enormous toll in violence, trauma, and uncounted human lives. The Darien Gap stands as a powerful reminder of how infrastructure decisions shape human history. When a continent leaves a gap in its highway network, the roadless terrain does not stop migration. It simply transforms the journey into an ordeal of survival. As you consider this unbuilt corridor, reflect on the relationship between geography and policy. When nations rely on wild landscapes to serve as borders, the wilderness does not eliminate human movement. It only shifts the human cost. Thanks for watching. To create your own audiobooks from your prompts and documents, visit myaudiobooks.ai. Subscribe for more.